Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Now, the Minister for Justice, Home Affairs and Migration, Jim O'Callaghan, has received approval to publish the International Protection Bill 2026, legislation that he says will lead to the most significant reform of Irish asylum laws in the history of the state, in line with the EU Migration and Asylum Pact. The legislation includes a controversial plan to force refugees to wait 3 years before they can apply for family reunification. The new bill aims to bring Ireland in line with tougher EU standards and introduce stricter financial and residency hurdles for those seeking to bring spouses and children into the state. To discuss this now, I am joined by Niall Collins, Fianna Fáil's Minister of State at the Department of Justice, and Labour spokesperson on Housing, Local Government and Heritage, Conor Sheehan. You're both very welcome.
Thank you.
Good evening.
And Niall, I'll go to you first. Minister O'Callaghan has said that there will now be a legal requirement to process asylum applications in 3 months, with any appeals after that also processed within 3 months. How will this be achieved?
Well, the legislation which was agreed by Cabinet today is another step in terms of completely reinventing the whole migration and international protection space under the stewardship of Jim O'Callaghan in the Department of Justice. Since Minister O'Callaghan came to office, we've put huge amount of resources into personnel in terms of the people that we have available to process international protection applications. We have seen a large reduction in the number of times, and we want to see that driven down further, and that will be copper and fastened in this new legislation. In parallel with that, we've also increased the number of safe countries, the list of safe countries, and safe country meaning that if somebody comes to Ireland claiming international protection from a safe country, it's highly unlikely that they will be granted international protection. So we've put a lot of resources, we've increased the safe countries, we've put a lot of effort into renewing and going through all of the contracts for the accommodation providers in the international protection space. So we're putting a lot of focus on it because it is a huge challenge to the country. It's a huge drain on our resources. It takes up a lot of money. And if you knock on any door or talk to any community group in Ireland, invariably the conversation turns to the whole area of migration. So we have to give it priority. Under the new legislation, you'll recall that we opted in through a vote of Dáil and Seanad Éireann in June of 2024. We opted into the new EU Migration Pact, and that will bring a common set of policies and principles right across the European Union bloc. So this legislation is putting that into effect, and it's only right and proper that we do that, that we have a common approach right across Europe, and that we now give people a determination so that if somebody comes to this country, we will give them a fair hearing, a fair wind, and if it is decided that they're not entitled to international protection, then they will be asked to leave, because we've put significant changes into the whole area of resourcing people who are being asked to leave this country, whether it's through voluntary returns or indeed through enforced deportations.
Let me bring in Conor Sheehan on that. Conor Sheehan, surely that would be welcomed by anyone who has complained over the years. For the long years, many families have been left languishing in direct provision, waiting for their asylum applications to be processed.
Well, Katie, theoretically, the three-month time frame is theoretically welcome, and it's something that if it was achievable and if it was possible to have good and legally sound decision making within that time period, then I would welcome it. So theoretically, the three-month time period is not a bad idea. But I suppose we've had no clarity from government beyond what Minister O'Callaghan said on the radio and what was published about an hour ago today on how this will be delivered in terms of the resources, in terms of the process. And there are a number of legal questions around what he is proposing. And given that key parts of this legislation won't actually be introduced until committee stage in the Dáil, we're talking about big changes to people's lives, and we've had a drip and drip here from government in relation to the whole immigration and asylum process for a number of months now. And my concern is that if you look internationally, say there is a line in what Minister O'Callaghan published today around this new TARA system and restricting the right to oral appeal, which some legal experts say may breach fair procedure. But there is actually a trend of courts overturning decisions internationally where oral hearings were not allowed. And we could end up with a situation whereby you could have decisions being made very quickly, not good decision making, and the whole thing could end up tied in knots in judicial review and in appeal. And that would be my concern in relation to this.
What happens, and Niall Collins, if the deadlines aren't met?
Well, if the deadlines aren't met, the legislation isn't being complied with, so the state will obviously be on the wrong side of that argument. But I mean,
state has been on the wrong side of other arguments. For instance, legal requirements for special needs assessment, as we all know, are a fiction at this stage.
And if the state is right, it'll be up to the state to put that right, and the state may ultimately be taken to court. But look, the point here is, if somebody is coming to Ireland to seek international protection, they come here, they're entitled to make an application for international protection. We are obliged, and we will give that application a very fair hearing. What we're saying is we want to turn these applications around as quickly as possible in the interest of fairness to the Irish taxpayers, but also in the interest of fairness to the applicant, because we all know, and Conor Sheehan and I are both constituency representatives also, people turn up at our offices and our clinics and they're in the system for years and years and years, and that has to stop. It's simply not sustainable that people are contesting a system and that the system allows itself to be dragged out for so many years. So we're putting the right amount of resources into it in terms of people who can adjudicate on the applications.
So is there huge extra resources going in to facilitate this?
We've already increased threefold the number of people because there was a surge in applications during the years 2023, 2024 and 2025. We had to put extra people into adjudicating the applications. The average application processing time has fallen. And in addition, in terms of preparing ourselves for the changeover, which is coming in June once this legislation is passed, we've also trialled the new 3-month adjudication period and the 3-month appeal period on certain applications from certain countries.
Those were on applications from countries that you deem to be safe, and we know that is a different process than countries where that has not been put in place.
It's still an application process, and in relation to family reunification, we feel it's only right and proper to the Irish taxpayers and to the Irish public that we don't burden our public services or overburden our public services in terms of the numbers of people that would then be able to avail of family reunification.
Let me just to be clear so people understand what we're talking about. Once this legislation is in place, a refugee, this is somebody who has applied for asylum and has been deemed to be granted to require asylum or to qualify for asylum, that they will have to wait 3 years before they can apply to have their family join them here. And even at that case, they have to prove that they are financially self-sufficient and not be reliant on the state or certain social welfare payments.
Correct. And that's entirely reasonable because we have all of our public services are under pressure. We have a growing population. Our population is growing 7 times quicker than the EU average. So, you know, we have a housing crisis. We have pressures in our emergency services. We have pressures in our hospital services. To give our listeners an example of a number, in the year 2024, 18,000 people came into Ireland seeking international protection. 23,000 people entered Ireland in 2024. 5,000 more people who came in seeking international protection. 23,000 people came in under family reunification. So it puts us under huge pressure. And I think it is fair and proportionate that we're taking this period, this 3-year period,
if you have a status in Ireland,
you can then apply for family reunification after 3 years.
Conor, come in on that, please.
Look, I all I've heard since this government came into office is, you know, a very they're taking a very performative hard line on migration. I know our public services are under pressure. Our public services were under pressure before we had increased migration. We have a housing crisis. We had a housing crisis before we have had increased migration. These changes around family reunification, in my view, in the view of the, in the Labour Party, they're performative. They're cruel. I mean, the people who come here and expect, you know, under family reunification, to be able to bring a spouse, that's their wife, that's their husband, possibly their child. It already takes them up to 2 years with the way the system works. Under these changes, it's going to take somebody half a decade. And what you're effectively doing is you're delaying integration, you're delaying cohesion. And also at a time when it's very, very dangerous for migrants at the moment in Ireland, you are further fanning the flames of a bad situation. Instead of having a public awareness campaign and actually selling to the Irish people the virtues of immigration, we need immigrants. We have skill shortages in this country. We need thousands of construction workers in order to build the homes we need. And instead, what we have is the government is essentially moving to the right on this issue to try and satiate an anti-immigrant sentiment that's out there that they will never be able to please. I mean, what we heard from the Taoiseach in the last couple of weeks, and I know Niall isn't a Fine Gael minister, was absolutely disgraceful. I mean, what he said in relation to emergency accommodation, it was factually incorrect. Anyone who presents for and who's provided with emergency accommodation has a determined right to housing. It's not me saying that, it's Mary Hayes from Dublin City Council. A government need to, you know, make sure that they sell the virtues of immigration to people positively, because the fact of the matter is we have obligations here and we also have critical shortages.
Just to be clear, Conor Sheehan, where does Labour stand in terms of family reunification? Would Labour promote the idea that anyone who has been granted asylum status here, refugee status in this country, should automatically have the right to bring their family to join them?
Well, we believe that the current system that's there in relation to family reunification, were it properly resourced, is fine and fair and proportionate and adequate. And we do not believe that what government are proposing here is the right way to go about things.
Niall Collins, can you respond to what Conor Sheehan is saying there, that this is performative, that this is the government basically sending a political signal to look tough, to look hard, and to put off people from making an asylum application in the first place?
No, I don't agree at all. I would absolutely reject that. You know, what we're about is protecting the economic well-being of our country and ensuring that we do have effective integration, and that those granted by people who are granted international protection. But we also want to preserve our social cohesion, and there is a lot of pressure points within our public services and around our country in relation to migration. And I think can I put you,
Niall Collins, because this is important. When you talk about the pressure points in the system in relation to migration, and in the next breath then talk about asylum seekers and people making applications under the asylum process, does that not direct attention to the wrong part? Because they're a very, very small part of the number of migrants that come into this country every year, the vast majority of whom are people who come in on work visa programmes to work in all the areas that we know desperately need those workers.
Absolutely. But what we're talking about here is people who come in the first instance seeking international protection. And you're right, the whole discussion does get conflated between people who've come in here by virtue of work permits and you know, accompanied by a visa to enter the country, whether it's a critical skills permit or a general work permit. There's thousands and thousands of people up and down the country who come into Ireland every year and are required in our workspace, and the family reunification with changes in the family reunification rules, which are envisaged under this bill which we're discussing today, will not impact people who come in here under the critical skills work permits or indeed a general work permit. We have to have inward migration into Ireland. Absolutely. We need it. Our labour market requires it. We're at full employment. If you Google jobs.ie, there's thousands and thousands of jobs, hundreds and thousands of jobs being sought by employers up and down the country. We have to be open to people coming in, and I welcome that, and I'm very inclusive of that. But equally, we have to have a fair and robust system of managing people who are coming in here seeking international protection. Okay. Because we've had a huge surge over the last number of years, and it has put us under huge pressure, and we're right to react in the proportionate way that I feel that we are reacting.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there for now. Niall Collins, Fianna Fáil's Minister of State at the Department of Justice, and Labour spokesperson on housing, local government and heritage, Conor Sheehan. Many thanks.